This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know and I know in our own readings of history, al-Shaheed Imam Hassan al-Banna said, whenever al-Masjid al-Aqsa is free and liberated, the Muslim Ummah will be at its best conditions. But whenever Masjid al-Aqsa is under occupation and under siege, you can examine the condition of the Ummah. It will be at the worst. This is where we are today. It is as though there is a bankruptcy of leadership in the Ummah. At one stage during the time of the Crusades, and I quoted this example maybe a year before, the lady who entered Masjid al-Umawi during the time that the Salibiyun kept al-Masjid al-Aqsa for 85 years under siege. No adhan, no iqamah, no salah. How she cut her hair, plaited it, went into the masjid. When the imam ascended on the minbar, she threw the plaited hair onto the minbar and asked the imam, أَلَيْسَ فِيكُمْ رَجُلٌ يُحَرِّرُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْأَقْصَى. Is there not a man amongst you who can liberate al-Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak? My dear brothers, Jama'at al-Muslimin, what can be the worst case scenario? Let's assume for a moment, in Allah project, that this ceremonial pronouncement by Donald Trump, as much as we all are critical of Donald Trump, including myself, I believe that Donald Trump, he is not alone in this announcement that he made. Donald Trump is enjoying good support, good collaboration by prominent Muslim Arab leaders. And so at one stage we had to focus on the external enemy. Today it is min abna'i jildatina, our own skin that collaborates. It is our own, in our own ranks, that the khiyana is coming. Who is giving the Zionists the idea? You know, in Madinatul Quds, the demographics have been changed to such an extent. There's a small little suburb next to Madinatul Quds known as Abu Dis. Shockingly, some of the prominent Arab leaders are suggesting to the Zionists, give the Palestinians that small suburb, Abu Dis, and let them declare that as a capital of Palestine. This is the comfort that Donald Trump is taking. This is the comfort that Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu is taking. The comfort that they enjoy in terms of the very direct collaboration with prominent Muslim Arab leaders. And at one particular stage, people try to caution us, be careful how you speak, because we've got to go for Hajj, we've got to go for Umrah. Hajj and Umrah, ruknun min arkan al-Islam. It does not belong to the monarch of Saudi Arabia. It is the rukn of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That does not and should not deter us to be critical of the political misdemeanors of these leaders. And by the way, for me as an individual, to be very frank about it, I've already been placed on their list of terror. You have seen the most recent terror list by Saudi Arabia, I've already been placed on there. And so that does not deter us the least. We are at a time right now that we cannot compromise. And by the way, our South African experience tells us that we have seen the worst of apartheid. We fought and we struggled for this liberation. And so the identity that we have built in this country is not going to deter us to be critical of anything that will potentially destroy the identity of Islam. However, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu at this stage is confronted with an enormous amount of legal challenges. There are many fraud charges against him. So it is as though the announcement of Mr. Donald Trump came as a lifesaver to Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu. This is what they say in Arabic, Ihya ul-Mayyit. But it's very powerful to say it in Afrikaans. Hy was al klaar besig om vrek te gaan. So iemand het hom net 'n injection gegee en hy survived nog 'n bietjie. He was a dead man. Somebody just gave him an injection. And he's capitalizing on this.